Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special event. Please pick a chair, sit as close to the stage as you want. Due to the nature of our demonstration, the number of spectators was limited to just 20, so it won't be all that crowded. Do feel at home, relax, don't be shy, and let us begin. Don't you just hate it when a blowjob goes wrong? Don't you hate it when this beautiful, natural, and highly pleasurable experience fails to be one? Don't you hate it when the silliest, smallest stuff gets in the way and the blowjob just doesn't happen altogether? I bet you all do. And so do we at Galanthea Limited. But I'm happy to inform you that 95 of the reasons the blowjobs don't happen as frequently as we'd like, nay, 99 of them, will vanish as soon as our latest product will be introduced to the mass market. I give you the cutting edge of modern technology, our revolutionary wireless phallic digital input-output system. We don't have a catchy name for it just yet. We were too busy perfecting the product itself and haven't yet got to naming. So eager we were to share it with you. If you have any ideas about the name, don't be shy. What's in the name, after all? A rose is a rose is a rose, and this is the future of the blowjob. And more, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you. At the first glance, it looks like no big deal. You may think that this is just another stupid sleeve toy to stick your dick into, but it's so much more than that. And this isn't just frivolous. We think big. We have the future of the mankind at heart. Bringing people together. Restoring peace in your families, harmony in your relationships. Facilitating the communion between people miles and miles away from each other. Protecting young men and women from life-ruining mistakes. Bringing the satisfying experience to people with disabilities. Embracing our differences and limitations and transcending them. This is what our work is all about. There is literally nothing wrong with this device, which I'll be happy to demonstrate to you, without any further ado, with the help of our gorgeous volunteer here. Please, be so kind as to take your place here with me on stage. Let's hear it for this brave man. Thank you. There is absolutely no risk for the participants of this demonstration involved, but to put oneself out like that, receiving a blowjob in public on stage with about 20 people staring, well, that takes a man. Please, show your support for the gentleman. Thank you. Then again, when our volunteer submitted his application, he did specify public play among his personal preferences, so it's all good. Let me help you disrobe. Oh, you do look good, you know. Unzip and pull your boxer down a bit before you sit down, but I'd really love to see your body. May I? I shall just unbutton your shirt like this. Oh, that's good. Very good. Would you consider modeling for our brochure? Think about it. I know I will. Right. Also, the pants. Where was I? Oh, yes. On the big screen behind us, you can now see the interface, both desktop and mobile versions. Please, sir, kindly put this device on your penis. Deeper, yes, all the way in. Thank you. Once the device is on, it should be configured and adjusted to fit. That is done automatically and takes no longer than a few seconds. Just a push a button. There. The device also has a physical remote control, so either can be used. Please observe it kind of shrink around you. Mind that it is not supposed to be snug. It doesn't squeeze anything by itself. That's the job reserved for the person on the giving end of this procedure. Take a moment to think about how it makes you feel. We are very interested in all the feedback. The device has a protective mechanism built in, impossible to override, a sort of safety net, preventing sudden dramatic changes in pressure, both positive and negative. So, using this thing, a person would be finally able to experience, among other things, what it's like to be sucked off by a vacuum cleaner, but safely. You are laughing now, but you know, it happens. We actually have a separate unit in our facility dedicated solely to generating dumb ideas so that we could take them into account to make our equipment safer, to foolproof it, as it were. And now, the most exciting and illuminating part, the demonstration itself. We'll need a volunteer from the audience to be on the giving end. And if you decide to grab a cup of coffee with her after the demonstration, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, I won't be surprised anyhow, because I guarantee that this experience will be most pleasurable for the both parties and for the audience. So, who's up? Oh my god, ladies. Oh my god, don't crowd me. I get it. Our principal volunteer is just plain gorgeous. I'd gone down on him myself this instant, but sadly I have a presentation still to make. You'll just have to stand in line, I guess. Or, wild idea, let him pick. Please, sir, the choice is yours. Lovely. Lovely. How the lucky lady would like me to address her?
Daisy.
Daisy. Lovely. Please, Daisy darling, come over to this table and look at the phallic-shaped input-output devices we have here.
Wow.
Yes. Now please pick the one you'd be comfortable with. That's the beauty of it. If you were to perform the act on our principal volunteer directly, you'd probably end up with a dislocated jaw before long. And here you can pick the optimal size that will let you go on forever. Please, give the audience some feedback on the feel, the texture, the taste.
It's good, very nice. Feels kind of velvety, colder than the real thing, naturally, but that's understandable. I think as I handle it more, it will warm up. It will be really lifelike. And I like all the anatomical detail.
Taste?
A bit powdery, I guess. A hint of vanilla. Why is that?
I'm glad you asked. As suggested early on by our prospective customers, we have built into the thing a mechanism simulating ejaculation. When the person on the receiving end ejaculates, this one also squirts liquid of your choice right down your throat or any place you like. And with the widest variety of potential flavors, there will be no more spitting, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Not once. Not ever. Not just in the fantasy land. Chocolate, strawberry, mint, Irish cream, maple syrup, you name it. You just insert this little thing before use, like into a coffee machine, and there you have it. So currently it's vanilla, but our lovely volunteer can substitute any of these 12 flavors I have right here in a snap.
I want milk chocolate.
Be my guest. Eject the default flavor. Pushing here. Put this in. And there.
Oh, it is easy.
Told you. Now, the fun part. As you can see, our gentleman volunteer has only this sleeve-like device, while our lady participant has rather a wide variety of devices, and she can choose the one she finds the most comfortable to be able to suck at it as long as possible. Goodbye, jaw fatigue and gag reflex. These here are reasonably lifelike, but a little anecdote from the alpha testing stage. The guys in the hardware department went a bit crazy and actually made devices as thin as a toothpick and as thick and big as a full-grown squash and everything in between. Things got weird. There was some nose penetration involved. But the best part was handing the biggest device to multiple ladies at once and imagining, like, you have half a dozen tiny fairy lovers all running their tiny fingers and tongues along your shaft. Reportedly awesome. I wouldn't know. But don't let me distract you any further. Please, miss, time to pick, after all. Have you picked the one you like? Can I have the real one? Ha ha, not at this precise moment, no. And then this one. Excellent choice. Take it in your mouth, sweetheart, and turn sideways to the audience and get down to business. Feels very nice. Our principal volunteer will be able to feel everything you do to the input device. Instant comfortable. Down this is beautiful. The way her lips look wrapped tight around this thing. Please observe how she takes it all completely without any discomfort. And can now really concentrate on the process, on giving the maximum pleasure to her partner. New techniques magically become possible. Much more tongue action, for example. Face the audience, darling. Show them. Maybe take a few steps down the aisle. People act your age. No pictures, please. By the way, the person on the giving end can also choose an uncomfortable size on purpose. If that's their thing. Meanwhile, let us observe our principal volunteer. I can already tell he's starting to get excited, which is perfectly understandable. I sense elevated heart rate, shallow breath, and other signs. Now please, come back, darling. Face your partner. As you all know, eye contact enhances the experience immensely. And using our device, it gets even better. Because the person who is giving head can move around freely and get as close to the other person as they choose. Please, sweetheart, come closer and lean in over him. Look him right in the eyes, you suck. Like that, yes. See? Someone forgot to put on her bra today, huh? And with the neckline like that. Naughty. So, with all this freedom of movement, the device is also perfect for a lazy, cozy blowjob on a couch during a movie night, where both partners can enjoy this most intimate act and the action on screen at the same time. Also, since the device was conceived with people involved in long-distance relationships in mind, there is an option of transmitting audio too. Daisy, darling, be so kind as to retire over there, behind the screen. No, keep sucking, don't take it out of your mouth. Please, sir, put on these headphones so that you could really concentrate on your experience and hear all the right sounds the better. The microphone on the phallic input device is pretty sensitive, but that's for the best. Less sales pitch and more blowjob sounds for you.
Can you hear me? I'm so glad that we're kind of alone right now. Being watched is so much fun, but isn't this too? You don't see me, but you can hear me, right? I feel everything I do. The technology is awesome, isn't it? We're so far from each other. I'm basically doing my thing, You're doing yours, and yet we share this. I guess that's perfect for all those long-distance lovers who have the world away from each other. Kind of funny for us. We can go all night like this. Although, what fun is there in there? I have an idea. Let's crank it up a notch. I'll see you. All right, you can talk to me. I'll just have to assume that you still enjoy a blowjob from a random girl without all this high-tech stuff involved. What the hell? I'll take the risk. Just a couple more minutes. Just please don't come yet. I'm not that huge a fan of milk chocolate. Ma'am, this device is a dream come true. I never thought such a breakthrough could be possible. I feel that I sort of cannot get enough and just drag it out for my sake. I have a suggestion. I think it will make more sense if we let the gentleman compare this extremely high-tech blowjob to the low-tech one performed by the same person. For science, okay, right? Take the damn thing off.
Well, I suppose you both earned it by being so generous with your time and trust. The gentleman doesn't seem to mind. Go ahead, sweetheart. You already have.
Isn't this good? Silicon is nice. Someone with the idea that you like my lips better.
That's right.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Needs always to be pleased. Well, after careful consideration, I for one see that nothing beats the real thing. Nothing.
Well, I know someone who has just lost a bonus by letting things go out of hand like this. I hope you all enjoyed the presentation nonetheless, and will stand behind our project when occasion arises. Please take a card, visit our website, tell your friends, and keep an eye out for future events like this one if you are interested. Schedule future demonstrations is downloadable from our website. It is right there on the cards. Don't miss it.